The next installment of Arizona Public Media's Tucson Remembers series honors veterans of the Korean War, and we're bringing you some of their stories here on Arizona Spotlight. Jet aircraft were used in combat during the Korean War for the first time in U.S. history. The superior air power of the United Nations was no match for the North Koreans and their communist allies. Despite this advantage, there were still doubts, fears, and casualties among the brave airmen who flew daily above the battlefield.
That first night, it was pure black out there. And we were going down the coast, as it turns out. Finally, we could see one of these big Chinese boats out there on the water. And darn if the old keg doesn't start diving at it. And I had all kinds of things in my head, you know, religious. I got nothing against these guys. Why should I kill them, you know, and all that good stuff. But I can't go back with anything. No bombs, no rockets. You got to get rid of them. You can't land aboard with them. And that was the first. I said, boy, this is going to be some kind of a course here, you know.
We tried to interdict and slow down their movement of materials. I looked down and I saw these shadows. And I thought, it's in the afternoon and the shadows are going the wrong way. So I said, I'm going to take a look. And I no sooner dropped my wing in there and they just started shooting everything at us. And we got them. We did away with that convoy. But they were masters. Chinese were masters at camouflage.
The B-29, when it was fully loaded, could just barely get off the ground. It was designed to take off at about 120,000 pounds with a load, and we flew at 144,000. You knew you were going to barely get off. And somebody invariably would then say, everybody stand up on interphone, like you're going to take the weight off the airplane.
So then we start this up and down to try to prevent the radar control guns from locking on him. Well, we didn't do a good job because I came around from the first turn and boom, an 88 goes off right in front of me. Holy boy, it was like your car going into a truck hole that deep, you know, wham, wow. And I looked back to see if there were still wings on it, you know.
On June 10th, our 19th bomb group that I was in had lost three aircraft out of four over a target at night, even at night, with the searchlights. The searchlights would lock on the B-29s up in the air, and then if they didn't break up that electronically, didn't break up those lights, the MiGs would jump them in the dark. The Antung MiG base had 300 to 400 MiGs on it. Now, we're 5 miles up. That MiG base is 4 miles out. So you know you can see it. The lights were on the runways. You could see the MiGs taking off on occasion.
Those fellas driving those MiGs, there were some Chinese, there were some North Koreans flying the MiGs, but predominantly they were Russian.
The vast majority of the MiG pilots flying out of Antung, which was in China, just across the Yalu River, were Russians. The vast majority of the anti-aircraft gun crews and searchlight crews along the Yalu River were Russian anti-aircraft artillery regiments.
We lost one man a month in the 7 months that I was flying combat.
We just heard the voices of Norbert Claes, Frank Bud Farrell, Douglas Rain, and Bill Williams. Tucson Remembers the Korean War will air on Thursday, May 28th at 8 p.m., on KUAT Channel 6.